written by James Bradley and read by Humphrey Bauer. That there are ghosts here does not surprise David. Although he calls himself an archaeologist and believes in the coded and ordered knowledge of science, the structured discourse of academic debate, he feels the pull of other places, other times. Whether they are real or mere echoes of other times, David has learnt to believe in ghosts. Of the dark-skinned tribes who gathered shells and hunted here for tens of thousands of years. Of De Cueva and his men, irrevocably and hopelessly lost in this alien place. Of the others who came later, and, through neglect and greed, remade this place in their own image. The shadowy dunes suddenly full of hidden secrets, knives in the darkness. City detectives arrive at dawn, men in suits, somber, commanding. David arrives soon after. Yellow tape is twisted between stakes, encircling the sandy depression. The sun is hot, the air cool. David watches them lift the body from the ground onto a tray like a stretcher. Men in uniforms do the lifting, while other men in uniforms stand about chatting. As the body is carried from its shallow grave, David moves closer. A detective holds the yellow tape to the ground with one foot to allow the body to pass. "What happens now?" asks David. "Where are you taking it?" The detective speaks without looking at him. "Away." The body moves towards a police van, David following. "Away where?" The detective looks round.
"To the police labs in Sydney. And I'm sorry, that's all I can tell you. This is police business now."
David looks the detective in the eye, taking his measure. "Listen, mate," he says, trying to sound confident but non-confronting. "I'm an archaeologist. This body was found on my dig. What might be irrelevant to you might be important evidence to me. That means that if this body's going to be examined, I need to be there." As he speaks, another detective approaches. The two of them exchange glances.
"What's going on?"
"This bloke here's the archaeologist who found the body. He reckons he should be there for the examination."
"We're not likely to find much. Whoever he is, he's been there a long time."
David opens his hands in a gesture of impatience.
"Doesn't that mean it's my territory then?"
"Yeah," the second detective replies. "I suppose you're right."
He looks to his colleague.
"I can't see any harm in it, can you?"
The first detective shrugs, knowing his authority is gone.
"Sure," he says, walking away.